At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for what we like to call Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today, Ryan and Amy. They're trying to decide on to vacation or not.
Always vacation.
Well, exactly.
Vacation's I am.
There we go.
We are worthless.
Yes.
Ryan won the toss. He gets to go first. Ryan.
Yay.
What's the deal?
Well, here's the situation. We have a trip to Disney planned in California.
Okay,
that's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, and for, you know, me, my wife, three kids. And
three kids?
Yikes. Yeah.
That's going to set you back a bit.
Oh, yeah, big time. And I really want to do this. I feel like now is the time to do it. They're at the perfect age to do it, where they're all going to enjoy it and remember it.
Mm. Okay.
And my wife doesn't want to do it because we are in debt, which, you know, I understand. But we told the kids about this trip last year, and they've been asking about it practically every day since then. Oh. And I'm at the point where I just think it's too late to back out and disappoint them. So I just want to be full steam ahead on this.
Okay. Because you can't. Okay. I don't want to already take your side, but you don't like.
But how much information did they tell? Hey, we're going these days. We're going to this park. We're doing the park hopper.
But if you're going to Disney, you're going to Disney. You're not going to go there and go for one day. You're not going to fly or drive all the way to California and go one day. So then you got to commit. You got to go. And there's two parks, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's why I asked.
But you can. Yeah, we're going. We'll go. I mean, that's parenting 101. Keep kicking the can down the road a little bit.
I do want to say, Ryan, do you want to tell us the ages of the kids or no?
I'd rather not reveal that specific of information.
Okay.
If I told you guys.
I just want to say this, without knowing the ages of the kids, there is 100% your kids are kind of in this, TAC.
No, not
my
yet.
Kids are 4 years apart. Like, if you wait till one will really love it, the other might age out.
Yeah.
Or if you go when one really loves it, the other one might be too young. Like, we went.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
Noah was perfect and Mia was just like a baby. It was just, she didn't understand. She didn't remember it. Nothing. So then we had to go back. So we had to do it twice.
And then Noah's a little like,
this is dumb. I don't want to
no.
be here. So if you have perfect age kids, you don't have to tell us. But let's get your wife in here. Amy?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Why don't you tell us your side? Why do you want to disappoint your children?
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
reel it back.
So, first of all, nobody wants to disappoint their children at all. But I do think that there's a level of, if you're in this much debt, you can't just keep spewing money and thinking you'll come back from that, because we might get to a point where we can't. You have to plan for things that you don't know are going to pop up. And I just feel like this is really, it's not just the wrong thing to do financially, but it's also the wrong thing to teach them. You know, if we get into a bind and we go on this trip, I don't want them to grow up and, you know, get married and then just be like, oh yeah, well, let's take the family cruise we planned on. It doesn't matter if it's going to keep them from getting school supplies. Let's just do it. I mean, that's not the kind of thing you teach your kids.
She got me. You got me.
These kids aren't learning that life lesson right now.
The oldest one could be. We don't know their ages.
The worry work
has
spoken.
No, they're getting $18 Mickey Mouse ears. And I mean, the money that is spent alone in a day is just insane there. I just don't think it's the right time. I think it's something that we're going to have to push back on. And I don't know why he's fighting me so much on this.
But I mean, there's nothing we can do about this now. But like, why on earth did you tell them? Like, now...
Because I think it's something that we both thought we could manage at the time. And then when you're looking at the reality of it, I mean, that happens in life. That happens within a family. And I think there's a right way to handle it and a wrong way. And unfortunately, like I said, I don't want to disappoint the kids, but this is just not the right way to handle it.
You can't sit your kids down and go, here's like the fiduciary, the charts of finances, interest rates and credit, like, and here's our debt and here's our income. Like, you can't.
But you also can't shove yourself into more and more debt. This is why people say before you get married, the number one thing you need to do is be on the same page about finances. So these exact issues don't arise.
You got, yeah,
because I see both sides, but she's right.
This is a one and done, though. You got three kids. You could bang it out right now.
Three kids at Disneyland for more than one day. Do you understand?
I know it's thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just having three kids seems yeah. could be a lot.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. And basically, you got to pick a side, Disney or debt.
Like
Disney and debt. Like, yeah. Pay for Disney or pay down your debt.
I like what you said, though. They could. You want to get the
phone
number?
You knock it out once. 303-222-5423.
Exactly. You knock it out once and then tackle the debt. But now the debt's so much bigger because of that.
You're already in debt. Just keep it going.
There it is. I knew there'd be one in the room, and I knew it'd be Aaron.
I'm not a Disney adult, but yeah. The kids' memories are more important than.
Because you're, like, I'm just.
I hate debt.
I hate debt, too. But, like, the. You told your kids, you guys.
Take them to like Disney on Ice and tell them that's what Disneyland is.
Oh, that's better. Them. Right. Amy doesn't want to send the wrong signal, so let's lie.
Okay.
That's a better... Amy, like... Is it... You don't want to do the heroic thing for you? Don't... Like, as a
the
dad...
The heroic thing?
There's something about the look on your kids' faces when you tell them, like... Pack your stuff, and they lose.
Yeah,
their mind. It's almost worth opening another credit card.
No.
It kind of is.
Well, then what's gonna happen as the kids get older? They want to play sports. They want to do all these things. They want to be going on those random school trips. What are they gonna do? They're gonna go. Sorry, we took you to Disneyland a few years ago. We literally can't afford it.
Yeah, but they didn't promise the sports or the school.
That's
trips.
Part of
they
childhood.
Promised they promised this. You don't
so
you have
no
to follow
new cleats,
through.
No baseball bats, no field hockey sticks. We went to Disneyland.
Are you saying it's a better lesson to tell your kids parents can make a promise and break it?
Well, now.
That's a great lesson.
Honestly,
We lied when we said we were going to take you.
Promises get broken in life. Shouldn't they learn that now?
It's not very magical.
Ryan, Amy, hang on right there. We're going to get you some advice and figure out if you're packing or not. I hate that just as much as anybody else.
Oh,
in
for
room.
Sure.
But I, if I'm being honest, I think Disney's overrated. It's overpriced. It's all those things. But you have to do it.
You don't
just
have
do.
To do anything.
Yes, you do. Hack, are you going to do it?
I would love to do it. Yeah.
But it's expensive.
I have not made any promises, for the record, to anyone.
And
back me up on this, guys.
Think about how expensive it is now compared to even 10 years ago. It's astronomical.
Mm-hmm. And do you think if you were in their position and you did decide to go, you'd be able to really enjoy it?
Ooh.
Do you think that the joy in your kids' eyes would be enough to calm the voice in the back of your mind going, we shouldn't have done this?
Right.
We
Ryan,
can't
yeah.
have lunch at the park. We can't do the souvenirs.
Dude, we got lunch. We got chicken fingers and fries.
It's $30.
$85 for two kids.
Yeah. It's
eight.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. $85. That's almost $90. Sorry.
It stresses me out. My mom took all four of us, which, yes, how my parents had four kids, I don't know. But she took all four of us, and there was one time we were going through the lunch line and we kept grabbing things. And I think she finally was like, this is going to cost me a fortune. And I still think about it. Because when you're a kid, you don't understand.
Because your mom put that guilt onto you.
No, my mom's perfect. But it's just that it hit a limit where she had to go, guys.
Stop.
Right. And it's like, sometimes that just has to happen.
The other thing that Amy said that is very true about Disney, and we all know it, you go on a ride, rides are all paid for. The ride ends, in the gift shop. Mm-hmm. Every single ride ends in the gift shop. And you can't walk off Star Wars without buying a lightsaber. You can't.
But you have to. They have to if they're going to go.
All right.
Which is that what the kids are expecting?
Right.
Is the kind of the...
I don't think you have to give them souvenirs, but you told them you're taking them. You guys pick a side. Are they going... do they explain the interest rates on credit cards to their tiny little children?
That's not what I'm saying to do.
Or do they just tough it out, go a couple notches deeper in debt one time? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Ryan and Amy. They're drowning in a bit of debt, and they're trying to dig their way out, but they promised their kids a Disney trip. So Ryan's like, we gotta go, even if it means getting further in debt. And Amy's like, we gotta not. We gotta do the right thing for our family, and that is not spending.
Are you calling it the right thing?
I think it's. It just sucks that you told them. It just
right.
It like
because they promised them we're going to Disney.
Yeah, and like it's. Ryan, Amy, we got a jury for you. Feel free to jump in with any of them, and we're gonna get started here with George.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side.
Why?
Because when I was a kid, when I was probably like 8 or 9 years old, I was promised Disneyland.
Okay.
And great it age. Was pushed down the line because it couldn't afford it, pushed down the line, and then it never happened. Mm-hmm. I ended up trying to go when I was like in high school by myself with a school group. I barely remember that trip because it wasn't special. And on top of that, you got kids. You're always going to have debt. You have to live a little bit. The memories with your family are more important than the money.
Is that true, though? You have kids, you're always going to be in debt. What if you plan? Mm-hmm. I understand that kids are extremely expensive, but this is just an added thing. And don't you have a part of you that's like, my parents couldn't afford it, but they did the best they could?
No, honestly, the reason why is because I don't have those memories now. Like that, when you push it back once,
but they had food on the table for you.
They shouldn't have promised him.
They shouldn't have. I agree with that. But
then
going could have jeopardized other things.
They'd have been fine. You make it work.
You make it work no matter what.
And like, I understand the whole like going can jeopardize other things, but at the same time, they're your kids. They're going to remember that forever. And if you're worried about souvenirs, put a limit. You get one big gift and that's it.
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you for the call, George.
I just worry about that attitude trickling into, it's a new car. I can only drive a new car once. You know, I'll do it now. Like, you can make that argument for everything.
That's okay. they promise their kids and you don't, the worst thing you want, I think it would be worse to show your kids mm-hmm. that you don't follow through on a promise than it is to go a little deeper in debt. It's your parents are the rock.
I hope he was the only caller, right?
No, let's keep going. Austin?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on team mom.
Okay, why?
So I grew up in a family where we could not do a lot of stuff because we could not financially afford it. And it sucks having those things where they say, hey, we're going to do this, and then they have to back out. But it taught me that you have to get your finances in order to do the fun things later on in life. I can't agree with going more into debt to go have a whim of fun just because your kids are the right age. We went to Disneyland when I was 24 with my parents, and we had a great time still.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where
I did a similar thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I went. Yeah,
it feels so fleeting right now, but in the reality of things, you have so much time with your kids.
But maybe you don't.
I was just going to say that.
I don't want to pull the dead dad card, the dead sister card, but like sometimes you got to YOLO.
There is a way to make incredible memories as a family that doesn't cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. Some of my favorite memories are playing wiffle ball in the front yard with my siblings. And it would be my brother versus the girls. Like those were amazing. My parents would sit out on blankets and watch us.
Right.
That was a great memory.
Right, but if your mom promised you Disney, she took you to Disney.
I just don't think
just,
it.
I,
is there something to
you're setting an example for your kids of being financially smart. And also sometimes you have to have a hard conversation and go, we were wrong. We told you we could go.
Sometimes you don't get what you want.
That's a lesson too.
Okay. Sarah?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on Disney's side.
Why?
Well, because, you know, just when you're young like that, you know, you don't need to explain to them financial disputes and stuff like that. Amen. You know, I grew up with a family of five, not including my parents, so a total of seven. And, you know, they made it work. And now that I'm older, I understood that they, you know, robbed Peter to pay Paul, you know, credit cards and stuff like that. But, you know, that's something that, like, you know, your kids might remember. You know, whether, like, you know, you do it either way.
Which is the lesson you want to teach your young kid? She's on his side. You figure it out.
And she said, that's something your kids will remember. And I agree. I'm mad.
Okay, be mad. But it's like,
and you know what? Tickets are cheaper when the kids are younger.
Oh. Is that true?
If one's young enough, they can get them for free.
Exactly. Let's go get an Amex card.
There's Jay? Nothing cheap about Disney.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Hers.
Why?
So I've got a couple kids myself, and back in the day when we had some times, we had, you know, told them things could happen, and we sat them down and talked to them, treated them with like adults, even though they're tiny, and we said, hey, this isn't going to happen. Listen. So we had the conversation with them, and then later on, we were able to do these things, and the kids now are 17 and 20. They still go on vacation with us every year. We go to the Caribbean now because now we can afford it. Right. To me, a conversation like that is better than saying, hey, kids, wasn't Disney great? Now we have to move into a two-bedroom apartment, and you're sharing a room.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, Jay.
That's an important lesson, too.
So it's tied at two apiece. The problem is Erica's the one on text right now. And if I ask her to pick a text on which side is going to win this thing.
I can give you two texts and then you can continue to debate. One is kids think life is free and they need to learn that they can't have everything. Better learn now. I do love that one. And then, well, yeah, there's a lot of text.
Oh my God!
Disney, they could limit the stuff they buy inside the park. They could bring in snacks and eat meals outside. That is true. You can bring snacks in.
It's like a grant for a family of five walking through the door.
Well, you can is like $1,000.
Oh, definitely more than that.
It's like $300 a pass, right? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You could also get souvenirs at the Walgreens down the street. I happen to know because I went not long ago.
Hey, guys, have fun at Walgreens.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I hate it when people have secrets, and Aaron and Eric are having secrets about news.
Girl talk.
Or nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
All right. Are you going to go first?
I would
so you
love
can get this out of the way. I mean, girl first. Talk, secrets or lies.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Welcome to The Secret.
Okay.
What's the Harry secret? Styles and his company, Pleasing, is now making, what do we call them? Bobs.
Yeah.
What?
Bobs.
Bobs.
What?
Relation Entertainment.
Yep.
Yes. A little ad came out today, a little video ad.
Harry Styles is endorsing a bob.
Yeah, of course he is. He's the most relations positive person in the entertainment industry. He's openly been like, men, women, who knows?
Oh, I guess he is a little bit, or whatever. Yeah.
I will say when I was getting my nails done recently, they were playing Watermelon Sugar in there, and I hadn't heard it for a while, and it was nice and quiet in the nail salon, and listening to it, we played that on the radio? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's very relations. It's
so wow. He already had this brand called Pleasing. It was just nail polish before, correct? Maybe like a couple merch items.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's never really put his face on the marketing for it, so it's really weird. But now the new collection is called Pleasing Yourself. There is a, let me try to figure out how to explain what product there is. There's a pleasing double-sided bob, as well as the pleasing slippery stuff. Mm. Best way I can put it.
Okay.
Yeah, double-sided. That's interesting. Just thought about that.
What are we doing? The double-sided, I would have thought he would have gone just one direction.
Wow. Ay, caramba.
Wow. Okay.
Who has a nope left?
I do.
Are you the only one? No, Hack's got one, I think.
I do have one this week. Yep.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some more kind of music artist news. People are begging Justin Timberlake to actually sing at his concerts because the videos coming out are hilarious.
Wait, he's lip syncing?
He's just not singing. If you buy a ticket to Justin Timberlake, congrats, you're going to karaoke.
Like
he most of the time, he's just handing the mic out, like holding it. Just not, not singing.
No. And like kind of dancing around the stage and like popping in here and there.
Trying to be his own hype man.
Oh, JT.
Is it because he can actually sing though, right? I mean, so like, what's the problem?
I mean, I don't know about now, but he could. I don't know. But these videos made me laugh so hard.
Well, but is there a theory on what's going on? Do we think he's an alcoholic?
That feels like a really strong thing to just have an opinion on.
I mean, whatever. What happened with the DUI? This is going to ruin the whole tour or whatever, the world tour.
I wish has he made jokes about that? He should make merch that says like, it's going to ruin the world or something. I think that he is a bit off his rails and kind of has been ever since that cheating scandal came out when he was in New Orleans on the balcony with the woman in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I'll never understand that. She's so beautiful.
Jessica Biel.
Oh. Yeah.
She is beautiful.
There's more and more of this at shows. I mean, Aaron goes to the most, but I've seen where there is a lot of just you sing it. And it's cool because you're part of the crowd. And do you see it more than, it seems like it's more common. Like he's not the only one doing this. Maybe he's doing it more than other people.
I mean, he would do it for like a full song.
Okay.
I feel like the difference is it's usually on like the big hit.
And like a chorus. Chorus. Yeah.
But it's the geriatric rock stars that do that. Like John Bon Jovi can't hit the notes anymore. So he's just like, puts it out on,
No, because I just saw Mumford & Sons and...
Are they geriatric?
No. That's what I'm saying.
I was like, opposite. Hold on.
So they did that too?
Yeah. Like, but during a chorus.
Just one chorus.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Mumford and Grandsons.
Good evening today.
Sorry to bring down the mood, everyone, but some breaking news today. Unfortunately, Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. Yeah, he. I haven't heard the call. TMZ has posted the call that he made to the Clearwater. He was in Florida to the fire department. He had cardiac arrest.
He had to call.
I don't know if he. There was a call. I haven't heard it yet, so I don't know who actually made the call, but 71.
That sucks.
And he and Ozzy were like the OG reality stars.
Yeah.
So it's very odd that they all passed, or they both passed in the same week.
So here's something that's been going around in like all my group texts. Does Ozzy and Hulk finish the trifecta that started with Malcolm? Or they, like, because it feels like... Does it have to be similar? It's like we've got two old school realities. So should there be two more younger people that have to die? I know this is very macabre.
I think
it's
all
like,
from our childhood.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just...
What was Hulk Hogan's... The Hogans? What was that show called?
Hogan's
brother. I don't know.
I know. I watch it because Nick Hogan... The kids are like our age.
Yeah, Brooke
Nick
Hogan.
Hogan's Heroes? No.
That's
I don't know. That's the first thing that came up.
Aaron's like, that looks like a sandwich
shop.
That's from like the 60s.
Oh.
Yes, that's like an old Nazi Germany weird.
Wow.
All right.
But remember Brooke Hogan's?
Hogan
had like
knows
a single,
best.
Hogan that's
knows
what it best. Is. Thank okay. you.
Yeah, brother.
All right, well, R.I.P. Hulk Hogan. Unfortunately, we have more time. Do you have any more vibrators or anything you'd like to talk about?
I don't.
Anybody have a story, or are we just ending on the saddest story of all? Look at everybody scrambling.
Good evening.
Good evening. I don't know why I said it.
There's a new temporary tattoo that's been developed in Korea that is supposed to detect spiked drinks. So you put the temporary tattoo on before you go out. You can test your drink on it, and it'll, like, change color
We've talked about there's been things like this.
I thought there was a fingernail polish.
There
or
was.
That's what it was, yeah.
That you could stick your finger in your drink.
Are you pouring your drink on yourself over and over again?
You dip a finger into the drink, and then touch the tattoo.
Right.
And the tattoo turns red if the drink has been tampered with.
That makes more sense.
Or if it's Kool-Aid. Either way.
Okay, let's be done.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is for everyone in the room and also beyond. Every time I start speaking.
Just something about when Erica starts talking. I don't know why I find
it's
it
like
so
the,
funny.
When it's silenced to just me, that really gets you.
Weird.
Okay. Well, this is for everyone in this room and also people in their cars.
Okay.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with a baby?
You nurture it.
What? Kind of. Okay.
So
I'm guessing not whatever you did.
What?
No.
Okay.
What?
For context, I am a childless woman.
Uh huh.
And I have a baby staying with me for the next like 4 days.
Oh wow!
What do you do with a baby?
Okay. Yeah.
How old is the baby?
5 months. She's 5 months old. My first time meeting her.
What
just,
are you?
Just coming by herself.
She just landed at DIA. She's going to take an Uber to the house. My sister and her husband are here as well.
Okay. But are you asking, where do you store it? Or like what?
No. We've got all
do
the
you have the like kennel next to Swanson's in your closet.
In the closet.
And that's just where she's gonna go.
You know, there was a time when I lived in a drawer in a hotel. When we moved, I was like 6 months.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That was your bed.
Yeah, we stayed in the hotel and they pulled the drawer out and that was my little bed. And my dad says when I was too loud, he would shut it. I don't know if that's true. It's probably true. I'm kind
of
loud.
These are not the type of ideas we're looking for.
Oh, but it, look at me.
You know what? I know what
Indeed.
Not to do now.
Okay. Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's more like, you know.
Are you asking, can you take her to a brewery? Like, you take your dog to breweries. Are you asking, can you do that? Like, what are you?
We're taking the baby to the brewery. This is the first time. My sister has two young kids. She visited last year. In a different city.
Okay.
And they were old enough to like run around and play with things. So that's so different than a 5 month old baby who just is going to look at me and be like, you know, like
exactly. That's all you
gonna
have
poop
to do.
Her pants. Yeah.
So, okay. Then
so what do I do with a baby?
You just
do whatever you would normally do.
Yeah.
Give her some tummy time. Send her on her way.
Do you think she'd like the zoo?
Can we get her on the phone? I feel like I don't know this baby well enough.
I want to help you. I mean, do you want people to text in some pro baby tips?
Some really good things to do around the Denver area with a baby.
Mm-hmm. I would say not specifically to Denver, but whatever you're doing, you try to plan the car ride for when they'll be kind of napping anyways. Mm. Then you can you can squeeze more in that way.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
My sister said she'll nap on her. She'll nap in the little front-facing chest thing.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Or in the stroller.
So you got like a good baby.
As far as I know, never met her. I just, you know, the best part is my sister might be in the car right now and could be listening.
And
he's
probably booking a flight back home.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right. It's time for us all to admit the stupid thing we've done. Stupid. Injuries. I have so many different things I've done to myself. I can't even remember all of them.
Okay, well, PG, please.
Well, no, I mean, what was that trend? Do you guys remember? Every once in a while, there's like one of the trends where like there's a fitness thing, and then everybody does it on TikTok or something. And yet, like, I remember something like you walked up a wall, like you got on the ground, and then you like walked up the wall and ended up in a handstand or something.
Can't say I participated in that one.
You don't remember? Like,
I don't.
Or like the thing where you're like on your knees and your hands and then it's like only women can put their
arms
back. Yeah.
I hurt myself on that one.
Did you give yourself a rug burn on your forehead? Or
You literally, for some reason, guys' faces just immediately go right into the
center of gravity.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think so.
Ours
is lower?
Why?
I don't know.
Weird things going on. I don't know.
Is it because of your boobs?
No.
What makes her Why would their center of gravity?
I still fell. So
Yeah.
I mean, the one where you did the yoga thing up the wall and into a handstand or something. I did it on my hardwood and I smashed my face.
Oh,
I bled a lot. So
wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm not very smart. Okay. Look, I've already gone. Somebody else say you have to like. It's
if it's
hurt.
Not my own, can I still tell it? It's real funny. It's real funny.
I said okay. Two times I've hit my face on the floor.
I'm sure. I as a warrior, avoid injury as much as possible.
Probably true.
But my sister in middle school was playing in, I think it was just like NPE, and they were like, let's play moon ball, which is where you play like softball with a volleyball. And they pitched it to her. She goes to hit it. Well, everything's off. The physics are off here.
Yeah.
Doink. She had a goose egg on her head. And it was the night of the first middle school dance.
No.
I mean, when I say a goose egg, I mean a full.
What did
like,
she get hit with? The bat?
The bat. Because of the physics of like hitting a volleyball. No, I'm sorry. They were hitting a dodgeball. Like a rubber red
those
ball.
Hurt.
And it just.
But she hit herself in the head with the bat.
She's not very athletic.
Okay.
She'll like kill me if she hears this. But
wow.
Yeah.
It's
good.
How was the dance?
She was very popular. I think it was fine. I think we like styled her bangs over.
It doesn't matter. It's pushing them out, though.
Yeah. Still it's out. Like,
is that
yeah.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Who wants to go?
I mean, I have broken my leg a couple of times.
A couple?
In the same spot. That's why I feel the pressure changes in that. You know?
She's 100 years old.
Yeah, we all are.
But yeah, I broke it doing the Macarena.
Why does that?
Like, you know, the Macarena has a lot to do with your arms.
Yeah.
And, you know, moving
it literally
them.
Has nothing to do with your feet.
Well,
you turn
hey,
once, right?
Hey, Macarena. Hi. And you jump on the.
One more time.
And then, hey, Macarena. Hi.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's very like.
But to break your leg, strain or twist.
No,
or,
yeah, I fully
snap
broke
which
it.
Bone?
The fibula.
Oh, and can you speak in stupid people terms?
The non-weight bearing bone on my lower leg. So
yeah.
I was
the
in a
femur is the
couple,
big dog on your thigh, and then there's the two legs on
tibia
the
tibia and the fibula.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in a cast for a few months, had to wear a boot.
Can you explain though? So you jumped and turned.
I like landed on my foot sideways. So my ankle just like collapsed.
Yeah, it's not funny because I'm sure it was painful, but like the athleticism that takes.
Hey, it's a tibula.
All right, so if you have injured yourself in a stupid way, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I also have a friend, because he was in band. I was not a nerd. He was.
I'm right here.
They were rehearsing, marching, no instruments. They were walking backwards. His Achilles tendon snapped. Just walking backwards on the field.
Mm.
That is someone who needed to strengthen their tendon.
It just happens.
He was
in
growing
weird times.
Too fast.
Can't
and
you
he
just like hear the snap?
Yeah.
By the way, I have been in the room when a guy snapped it. It's incredible.
Oh, it's insane.
It sounds like you broke like a chair from a leg. Like a chair leg. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like leg from a chair. Sorry. It's like, or like you break a whole stalk of celery. It's like, it's a little wet. It's like.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. My legs are like oozing right now.
Do you know what a slap bracelet looks like?
Oh,
how
yeah.
it's like round and then you whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah. You see that happen.
Your Achilles
under the skin.
Like does a slap bracelet up the back of your leg.
Guys, no.
When I was a senior in high school, I sprained my ankle in a basketball game. So that wasn't the stupid part.
Okay.
So I was out for a couple games of my senior year, which like was a really big deal to me. But then it was homecoming, and we did homecoming during basketball season because we were a very small school. So I was on the homecoming court, and every year the homecoming court, the guys do a dance routine for the pep rally.
What kind of school did you go to?
And we had been training for this for months.
Okay.
And so now I've got a sprained ankle, and I'm not playing basketball games. But at the pep rally, still did the dance routine, hoping my coach wouldn't show up. He did. And saw me as I wasn't running sprints the night before at practice, but there I am shaking my groove thing during the pep assembly. So that was pretty stupid. With a tape, I had to tape my ankle.
Right.
Oh, what a brave, brave soul you are.
I didn't win either.
I have one more weird one. I don't know if I've ever said this one before. I had a friend of mine who was driving home. I shouldn't say this part, but he had a little bit to drink.
Oh, okay.
And he ran out of gas like a block from his house. Classic. But he was going fast enough that he felt like he could coast the rest of the way home. And it was about, I don't know, 300 feet from his house, and the car is still rolling about 20 miles an hour. And he's like, if I jump out, I can then just push it the rest of the way.
No.
So you open your car door, and then you're going to run next to it with the steering wheel, and you can guide it into the thing. And when he jumped out of the car, that was when he realized that humans can't run 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's like still kind of fast.
But he didn't want the car to crash into anything, so he didn't let go of the steering wheel. He's holding onto the steering wheel, and then his legs are being dragged underneath the back tire.
He's like Fred Flintstone.
Oh, yeah, fully. He was,
But not even well.
Yeah. And then he woke up in the middle of somebody's front yard.
Oh, no. Just zoomed right by the gas. Oh, no.
I mean, that's a stupid injury. Thinking you can run 20 miles an hour and get drugged by your own car.
Oh my gosh, I hope we get ones that stupid.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get. If you've injured yourself in a stupid way, we want to make fun of you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've all admitted how dumb, some of us admitted how dumb we are with our stupid injuries.
I'm sure I've got stupid injuries. I just don't remember them because I'm so stupid.
It's just more fun to like rat out your sister instead.
It's a good injury.
Rich?
Yay.
Stupid injury. What happened?
So I had a cousin day. We were together all day playing slug bug. We ended up going to the bars. We all got pretty drunk. We were in the car in the parking lot. Wanted to get him back because he kept getting me all day. So I went to punch him on his shoulder and he moved. I hit his shoulder blade and broke my hand right on his shoulder.
Oh.
By playing slug.
Oh, that was a slug bug.
Yeah, that's really right. I really thought you were going to crash the car or something.
Yeah,
so much better.
So nervous. I'm glad you broke your hand.
Yeah, we're all glad. That is a stupid injury. Thank you, Rich. Kaylee?
Yeah.
Yay. Stupid injury. What happened?
Yeah, so basically, I was, I had had a little bit to drink that evening, and I got really hungry, so I wanted cheese and crackers. And so, course, it was a block of cheese. Yep. And a block of cheese and a Henkel knife. And my husband told me, oh, don't slice it at your hand. No, it's fine. I don't want to get out of the cutting board. First slice, literally just put the knife right through my hand.
Oh. My girl. No.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, my cheese was a little bit ruined, and the knife still sharp to this day, and we own it. A little bit afraid of it now, but that was my
stupid
What
part of your hand did it go through?
It was my finger.
Okay, I'm glad it didn't go through, like, the palm. Lunch. That feels like
Which
a lot.
Which is worse. I think the finger's worse.
Did no, it cut palm's it off? Worse.
But it was sharp, so it didn't hurt that bad.
That's good.
So that was lucky.
I'm not sure it matters.
And since you were hammered, you bled a ton.
Yeah.
She never said hammered.
She said she'd had a little bit to drink, and all of a sudden cheese is a good idea.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Not my smartest moment.
Kaylee.
Thank you, Kaylee. Jennifer.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Stupid injury.
Okay, so I had not seen my KitchenAid food processing blade for weeks, and that night, after thinking about it in the afternoon, I found it as it dropped off the counter, dropped onto three of my toes, filled my shoe with blood within seconds.
No.
I grabbed a paper towel and a pillow, wrapped my toes in the towel, and put the pillow under my head and passed out for 3 hours.
Were you hammered, too?
Pardon me?
Were you hammered?
Or were you home alone?
I was home alone.
No, Jennifer, my body hurts thinking about this.
Yeah.
It didn't chop the toes off, though. You made it sound like when you wrapped the toes in a paper towel that they were, like, separate from you.
Yeah,
you
wrapped your whole foot. Going to go to market or something. I couldn't wear shoes for about 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wait, guys, this was... Yeah. stupid injuries.
Yeah, I know. This is not gross us out. Give us the skeeves.
Right. The skeeves are had.
Okay. Do you want to stop or do we keep?
No, let's keep going.
Come on.
Yeah, keep going.
Chris?
Yay.
Yay.
Skeeve us out. I'm sorry, stupid injury.
I was the stupid teenager a month after graduating high school. Thought I was invincible. Hung out with my friends all night. And that next morning I had a staff meeting, went to that, and then drove to my friend's house, fell asleep behind the wheel, and decided to wrap my car around a tree.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that's what woke you up, was the tree?
No, it was the bump from the street to the person's front yard in their grass.
Oh.
And I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and luckily the only thing that happened to me was a crushed ankle.
Was what?
A crushed ankle.
Oh, crushed ankle.
Wow.
Okay. I will say this, it does help if you're asleep, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, but she woke up like right before.
Yeah. Right before the impact.
I feel heebie-jeebie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the toes are in the passenger seat, Erica.
Let's do one more.
The
Sydney.
Toes.
Yay.
Yay. Stupid injury. What happened to you?
One of my birthdays when I was younger, my aunt took me to learn how to ski. Didn't even make it to the hill. Still in the ski class. Fell backwards so bad that I sprained my wrist and couldn't even get up, so they had to bring Ski Patrol over to get me up.
For the wrist? Bottom of the bunny hill.
Actually, I'm lying, Sydney. Yeah. I get it. I broke my elbow, and I also had to get someone to come.
On the bunny hill?
No. Playing soccer. I broke my elbow, and they had to call 911 because I couldn't move. So.
And it wasn't even broken.
All right. Can we be done now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I don't know what happened to me. I don't know if I have a head injury. But will everybody just stop looking at me like that? I don't remember what happened in yesterday's diary. I don't know why. But like what?
Oh.
Like
yeah.
Where we left off, I remember them boinking and I remember her falling in love.
And now she's like, I am in love. What?
I remember, yeah. I do remember. I didn't remember either.
So it started with, I think I'm falling in love. And that's when, that's right. That's when the negative Nancy's in the room, better known as T-Hack and Erica, were like, it's not even about Mike. And it's like, she's just settling for him. I don't know why I'm doing that for your voices. But like.
Which Looney Tune is that?
Thuffer and Succotash.
Oh.
Is it
that guy?
Okay. Is that who it is? Yeah,
Sylvester, maybe. Yeah.
Yesterday she was saying, okay, I love this boy. She's met some of his friends, but he has not met Kim yet, which I'm a little worried about.
Oh,
that's right. That's
and
right.
He wanted to meet the mom.
No, the mom wanted to meet him.
Oh, mom
him.
Wanted to
meet.
Okay, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
And she said, you'll meet him when I'm ready to, in screaming text.
By the way, are you done making up this fake diary that you're doing? Like,
you're so right.
You made it up. What's TiVo?
You know, that right there is so proof. How would I have ever thought of TiVo?
Was this a DM or was this a text
we
to the show?
We got a text that said, saying, until you post photos of the diary, I will not believe that it's real. The videos every day, you can actually see me reading from the physical diary, which
yes.
is old AF.
Yeah, it is super old. Yeah.
And we do post. Like,
yeah, pictures of it.
Yeah, you do the little.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So
on Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
The people on Facebook love the diary.
Okay. Well, without further ado, what was the date of the last one?
September 9th.
Okay.
This is September 12th.
Okay.
Today was weird. It's destined to be a weird day anyway. No one wants to celebrate on the anniversary of their country being attacked and more hate coming into the world. We don't throw parades about Pearl Harbor, so why
What's
is
the
it
date?
That it's the 12th?
Oh, it's from some. Oh, duh.
She's talking about September 11th, but she said today was weird. I think she meant yesterday.
Okay.
Or it's like really like early in the morning or something. Or
yeah,
she's dumb.
Or do you write? Yeah. Are you when you journal? Do you write your thoughts about like? Well, it's today, but I'm writing about yesterday because today hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, so maybe.
Because we have had a couple things where it was like. It felt like her timing was weird. She's writing a thing and she was like yesterday, but it was like 2 days before or whatever.
Maybe she writes the date and then she's reflecting on the day before.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe.
I'm trying to remember when I found this thing in Wash Park. It had to be like 2006 or seven. Yeah. Okay. So we were still, I know it's a weird thing to say, but we were still, September 11th doesn't have quite the impact now.
Oh my gosh, I feel like it's still.
As it.
Every for sure, year. But like back then.
Right. Because that was 01?
Yes.
And also, we don't know what year she wrote this. TiVo existed.
TiVo existed. Okay. So I just want to say, I flipped through the whole diary and I remember seeing like this whole thing started in around July, right?
June, I think.
June or July. And then I remember seeing a couple more Junes and Julys. So this diary.
Oh.
Was something she wrote. This is not a 1 year look at this woman's life.
This could be like 04.
Right. Okay. If I found it in 07, this could be as far back as 04, which would mean it was very fresh. Sorry.
Okay. Well, back to the 9/11 talk. Okay. We don't throw parades about Pearl Harbor. So why is it that yesterday every news station was obsessed with replaying all the footage of 9/11? I think everyone remembers where they were and who they called and how they couldn't pull away from the television. I remember, but then every channel plays it over every year and all of America gets to relive it. But I wasn't there and neither was most of America. But Mike was there. What on earth?
Whoa.
Yeah. And that
did you just get chills?
I just got it too, yeah.
Yeah, whoa. What? But Mike was there and then I have to flip the page. And that brings up today and the weirdness. That's why she's saying today was weird. I called Mike to see if he wanted to go to a movie. In the back of my mind, I knew there wouldn't be much of anything on TV. She does her T's weird. But by the time I got off work and I got home, I had sort of forgotten why. He snapped at me. I don't want to go to a movie. I don't want to go anywhere. I'll just talk to you tomorrow. And then he hung up. Jerk. Of course, I called right back and he didn't answer. So I left a bitchy message about how he shouldn't take a bad day out on me and blah, blah, blah.
No.
Katie and I had lunch today, and so I told her about what happened. Oh, no, you got it wrong. He wasn't mad at you. He was just there when the towers fell. And then it's in, like, heavy writing, all caps. What? I asked if she meant in New York, and she said no. He was there, but he won't talk about it. She doesn't know why. Or where. Whoa. No wonder he was upset last night. He's not the jerk I am. I don't know what to do. I have to call and apologize. I feel awful. And that's the end of it.
Whoa.
What do you mean he was there?
Was he a firefighter? No.
Also, we don't
know what he does.
Also, we're just assuming that she was living in Denver at the time of writing this.
Correct.
So that's
and we don't know that. Yeah. We don't know. Yeah, this whole thing could have been in
and
New
then
York.
She could
or,
move or somehow the diary got put in a Goodwill and got taken. Like,
you're right. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember like years and years ago when we found it and we talked about it on the air. Like, we were just shocked that nobody was like, oh, I totally know this girl. It's like, she's got a friend named Kim. She's got friends named
Kate.
Like, we named all the, and like, nobody got it. So it starts, you start to go like, she can't be here. Like, she just can't. She's got to be somewhere else.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
Found in the diary. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just interesting. Yeah. Now I have no idea where she lives. In my head, it was always here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I could picture her here writing these things. But
So Kim knew that Mike was there because Kim and Mike were friends.
Katie and Joe is who she met Mike at their party.
Okay, yeah.
And so Katie knew.
We need a chart.
I know, I'm trying so hard.
Please do.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Art project.
So he was a jerk though. You don't get to be like that. I'm sorry that you were there, but like.
It's different if he had told her a couple days before, hey, this is something that happened. I do not want to talk about it. I do not want to see you. That like, I just need to be alone that day.
Yeah.
But to snap at her.
It feels wrong.
But who am I? How would I react if I had been?
Can you, we break this rule all the time, right? Can you just tell us what the date of the next one is?
Sure. September 17th, 5 days later.
Well, you don't have to wait 5 days to hear that one. We'll do it tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to discuss. Okay, Every time I start talking, Slacker closes his eyes.
Sorry. I'm supposed to laugh. You're supposed to be funny. Let's go. What are we talking about?
Okay. We need to discuss something very, very important. Mm-hmm. It is our horoscopes. And really more importantly, it's what ice cream you would be based on your zodiac sign.
Yes. Can I? Mm. You two with the love affair of each other's little bits that are on this show.
Wait, for the record, this is my first horoscope bit ever.
I didn't know you were this person. Are you this person?
Yeah. Yes. Are you a crystal horoscope person?
How? See, there's a difference. I'm not a crystals girl, although one time I was given a crystal for love, and then I found a horrible boyfriend. But I was in love for a minute.
What kind? Did you carry, like, you carried around like the little red crystal?
No, but it was next to, it's not red. It's like the light pink one. It was sitting next to my bed. Thank you, that one. Yep. But I do really strongly believe in horoscopes. I think that they explain a lot about us.
Okay.
There are three people in the room with the same horoscope. And once again, I will say, I think it explains a lot about us.
I will say the exact opposite, because the fact that I'm the same horoscope as Aaron makes no sense.
We are the same horoscope, but we are different, like sunrise or whatever, moon rising.
Moon.
Would you call Aaron and I similar in any way, shape, or form?
Absolutely, yes.
A bit argumentative.
Feisty.
Yeah.
You really want to say that to me right now?
I am more different than the two of you.
I would agree.
And but I wouldn't call her in the middle of us. She's not like this. She's exactly in the middle of us, right?
Okay.
But I wouldn't call her, like, you're nothing like we are nothing alike. Am I crazy?
I don't, you Aries figure it out amongst yourselves.
I mean, you are definitely different than all of us.
Probably,
Tiek is just his own.
I'm a Taurus. I'm the Taurus, one, the lone.
Much more of a homebody, much more of a like, let's just lay low and maybe spend some money.
Ooh, yeah, I do like that. You got any for me?
Okay. All right, so what do our horoscopes have to do with ice cream?
Well, the Slacker Show research team has decided that they've paired ice cream flavors and zodiac signs.
Those guys are here to use. Anyone can use them.
So we've solved cancer. We've solved every other problem. Okay. Yeah. So what ice cream flavor are we?
So Aries are cookies and cream. And funny enough, as you're sitting here pretty pissed off and kind of fighting with all of us, it's because they are controversial. There are multiple people who claim they created the cookies and cream ice cream.
Putting Oreos in ice cream is like a medical breakthrough. What are we talking about?
So, well,
walk us through it.
Some close friends of ours, an ice cream company that we love very much, claims that they were the first to create this innovative flavor.
Little Man.
No, no. Oh, they come and visit sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if we wanted to talk about them.
Bluebell?
Yeah. They say on their website.
I want to talk about Bluebell.
Okay. On their website, Bluebell says, we created cookies and cream. South Dakota State University also claims that they invented the flavor in 1979.
Ooh. Ooh, we love Bluebell.
And some other professional ice cream tester claims he did it in 82. Okay. So really controversial, a bit fiery. There's a little spunk to it.
If you created it, then there'd be a South Dakota State line of cookies and cream ice cream. There'd be the guy with the scientist. He'd have his own line. Bluebell created it because they have a line of it.
ChatGPT says it seems like South Dakota State University is the earliest documented, but Bluebell created the popularity with it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Don't you think that two people can invent the same thing at the same time, though?
Totally.
Similar times. There was no internet in the 70s.
I know, exactly. So like two people could be liking chocolate and peanut butter, and then it's just like, ooh, and then just Reese's was the one who like made it happen. Right. Do the Aries in the room feel like cookies and cream?
Yeah, you know, pretty simple, a little basic, but got some extra punch.
I don't think it's strong enough for me. I think I'm a Jamocha almond fudge or something. Like no. I want, especially today.
Like you're an extra caffeine.
Yeah, there's something going on with me right now.
There's you're a little double espresso.
Yeah. I've got
the espresso beans in there. Yeah. Okay. Well, Aaron and I, we agree.
Okay. Yeah.
Cookies and cream.
Weirdly, is that even your favorite flavor of ice cream?
No.
Now that I have a Ninja Creami, yes, because I can finally make it gluten-free. I have been dying for it for years.
She's
and now I'm literally having it every single night.
Well, That feels concerning.
Welcome to my world.
All right,
T-Hack, the Taurus in our lives. Now this one, I'll be honest. The Slacker Show research team has got me a little here.
Okay, what is it?
Taurus. Butter pecan.
Oh, no. You had him at butter, though.
Yeah. Taurus rules the second house of values and possessions. Okay. Remember what I said about money?
Okay. Yeah.
And pecan is the most calorically dense and highly
fat. Yeah, no. It started checking out.
Butter is butter. That is what this says.
I don't know that I've ever had butter pecan ice cream. I usually go cookie dough. Or cookies and cream. I'll just go for the plate. That feels too exotic for me. But maybe I should try it.
You should. I would say it's close to vanilla.
Yeah,
I don't know that I've had it.
Homebody ice cream.
Yeah, and it does say bowls are notoriously weak for rich things, Mr. Shoeaholic.
That's fair.
So what is, like, what, like, we need other horoscopes. What's, yeah. Like, who else?
Like,
your
my
fiance.
He's, oh, no.
What is
he's
he?
He's a Libra.
Okay.
They're the scale. So everything is, like, really about balance in his life. He's vanilla ice cream.
That makes sense.
Truly. People pleasing, foundational,
that makes sense.
Not fun.
Being the balanced dude, vanilla, you can do that with everything.
Unlikely to start a war or trigger an allergic reaction.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's find something better than that.
Well, I want to ask, because your fiance has a lot of tattoos, but is it just on one side?
That's so unbalanced of him. You're so right.
That feels it feels balanced, though.
It is balanced.
It's like one arm he's tattoo, like, one not.
It is
it's
just like, on one side,
like they,
yeah.
They kind of balance. I know what you're saying, but...
Because I called him... Who did I call him the other day?
I have no idea.
I called him Two-Face.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because if you take a picture of him from one side, he's a biker, and the other side, he's just a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's... He is the scales of justice.
Yeah.
And one of his tattoos is, like, represents Libra. So that's interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a whole, it's like a much deeper. When your wife's birthday was literally just happened.
Yeah, she's a Leo.
She's a Leo. Oh, I wish I could be AHAC right now.
What?
She is mint chocolate chip.
Ooh, nice. She does like mint chocolate
Can
chip.
Can I just say this?
What?
That's the trashiest ice cream there is. That is
How
the
dare
worst.
You?
That is
Are you
like,
aware that mint chocolate chip, when it's green, is my favorite flavor?
Okay. I don't care. Then why don't
you need
just
to try it when it's white? There's
I'm okay Killamuck.
Little Man has white mint chocolate chip.
Oh, I've never seen.
But
the
I
white.
Like the fake green.
No, it's like eating toothpaste. Like
it's
I don't.
Not.
I just
it's not.
You just rub it on
you
your
like
teeth for a minute.
You like Junior Mints.
Ooh.
It's the same thing.
No,
it's just cold.
It's not,
you there?
It's not the same thing. I don't want
the
cold.
Junior Mints. You can go like.
I don't want them cold. I don't want them cold.
It's a mind game for me because of the green. I always think it's going to be more minty than it is, so I never have it. But then whenever I try it, it tastes like the Girl Scout cookie, the thin mint.
Yes. It is a
like,
little
oh,
more refreshing.
Oh, it's just a touch of mint, but the green throws me off because I think it's all mint.
Here's the thing that's throwing me off. My daughter's favorite flavor of ice cream is cookies and cream, but she's not an Aries.
What is she?
She is Cancer.
Okay. Oh! Mm. Ooh, her flavor is Cookie Monster, a.k.a. bright blue and full of cookies. I don't know how I feel about the Slacker Show research team anymore.
Let's sing the song together, shall we?
Okay.
See the cookie, that's good enough for me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Have any of you guys even tried pickleball yet?
Yes, no. I love it.
Are you being serious?
Yes. But I played tennis in high school.
Oh.
Like, it's up my alley.
It looks so dumb to me
no,
that I don't.
No, it's so
I can't.
Fun.
That's like saying all sports are dumb.
No, this is just like play ping pong.
It's not ping pong.
Or play
I hate,
tennis.
I hate ping pong.
Why would you combine these two things?
Yeah, especially you play tennis. Why wouldn't you play tennis?
I would, but all of the tennis courts are being knocked down for pickleball courts.
Yeah.
See, that's
it's so
we're
stupid.
Rewriting history here. We're forgetting tennis.
Oh, okay.
The rec center in my neighborhood, when this thing started, this was just a geriatric sport.
Yeah,
this was just 900-year-old people just out there just barely, and they kind of sit and be fit. Some of them were sitting in chairs and doing.
No way.
Really?
For real.
Just rallying.
Just going back and forth.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Well, I mean, it's still better than nothing, right?
Is this pickle, the chicken and pickle, is that near, where is that? Do you guys know what that is?
Haven't heard of that.
There is like
chicken and pickle.
Pickleball is so big in Colorado. There's some restaurant. I've had friends go, please meet me at chicken and pickle. I'm like, no chance.
And is it you can like eat and
it's
get drinks
Thornton.
And play pickleball?
Yes.
Yes. I had one of those in Salt Lake when I was living there, but it was a cider place with pickleball courts. But I know we
I
never went.
That.
This
I
sounds know. So dumb to
like
me.
Like a pickleball bar, a pickle bar.
What?
Can you drink and?
It's yeah.
Like, and now you're not working out. You're drinking. You know,
no, it's not. It's not a sport if you can drink at it.
It's
golfing.
Yeah.
That's not a sport.
Yes, it is.
What's
in the Olympics? Slacker.
Just because it's so is curling. That's not it. Is That's curling a sport? Sport. It's
I
not
bet,
a sport.
I bet you could not curl.
I guarantee you I can curl. And there are curling places in Colorado. I just drove past one of those.
Do you want to do it this winter?
I will do it today. We will leave this show. I will turn this car around.
I'm a little busy today. Okay. I can't do today. But I would love to watch you try to curl. You would eat bleep.
Would you like to put your money where your mouth is? I guarantee this is so adjacent to Manitou Springs. Like, you're challenging me right now.
For the record, I'm not saying I would be good at curling. I'm saying none of us would be.
Who do we think would be the best at curling?
I guarantee you I'm the best curler in this room right now.
Can I ask what position? Because you have the guys with the brooms
or
and
the guy who
the...
pushes it.
Name it. You tell me what to do. Oh, okay. I can be one knee boy or I can be sweeper boy. Guaranteed.
If with you own your the bad curling, knee, you think you're going to be good?
Yes, you just kneel down and like...
And then you're stuck.
One time at my 9th birthday party, my mom fell.
I did not want to open a can of worms.
My mom fell ice skating and she's never been the same with her knee. So I'm just warning you about the dangers of ice.
They though, right? They're just they're regular in shoes.
Let me just throw this out there. 303-222-5423. If you're a curling, if you're on a curling team or you like know the curling managers, set us up. We're going to come out and we're going
to
curl.
I would love to.
Back to pickling. Apparently there's a dating app now that started in Colorado.
Yeah. I love this. I have a friend who's literally dating someone that she met playing pickleball.
Wow.
Okay, and now I might have to start playing pickleball.
Yes! It's such a good idea because, well, maybe not for you because you hate it, but it's like going, it's just a shared interest.
Okay. So that's what the app is. You have to like pickleball. That's number
one.
Yes,
and then you go get partners based on that.
Oh.
But I'm just going to say none of the regular dating apps ever worked for me, so maybe I got to try this. Maybe I got to get into pickleball, or maybe I got to...
It seems like this one would have more built in because what should we do for our first date?
Pickleball.
We should play pickleball. Like, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Is that a good date?
Yeah.
Why not?
What do you mean, yeah?
I'd rather go play pickleball than go meet up for drinks.
There it is. Oops,
pickleball. Then go meet up at a bar is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
You get some teamwork in there. You see how you gel immediately. Communication, kind of. I've got up. I've got back. Like,
okay. Are you a big pickleballer?
We were in gym class in high school.
Oh, it existed already?
Yeah, we'd played it in gym class and we would skip school.
You sure you're not thinking of badminton?
For sure, yeah. Okay. We did all the net sports. There was like volleyball and badminton and pickleball.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There was also like Hoover ball. You ever heard of that? Henry Hoover, was he the president? He invented it. It's like volleyball, but you play it with a medicine ball.
Oh, so yeah.
It's like super heavy and you throw it over and you have to catch it.
I have heard of this and I think it got banned at my school.
Yeah.
Oh. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The Slacker Show research team and I have been working overtime. We've been trying to figure out some of these misconceptions that people might have about the world that we're still trying to figure out. And I want to see if people know in the room.
True or false?
Yeah, true or false, basically. Yes or
no. So they're not like conspiracy theories.
No, but it's things that people think are true. Like, for example, is food safe to consume if it has been on the floor for less than 5 seconds?
Yeah, it's fine.
Food is safe to consume kind of whenever, but...
So you're asking if the 5-second rule is real?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Is it safe?
I don't think
Can you still eat it? If some drops on the ground, can you eat it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously we've all eaten something off the floor.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if the theory is the germs literally stand there and go 1,000, 2,000 before they jump on the food, then that would be no.
Right.
No, it just takes them that long.
They have to get
there. They're not waiting. It just, they're traveling. They're very small.
I don't think it's true.
I mean, but I don't think anybody dies from food touching the floor. So I'm kind of on both sides on this
one. Unless there's like gasoline on the floor.
Yes. But even that minuscule amount of...
Slacker wins. The answer is depends.
Oh my gosh.
Well, of course, if you drop your sandwich in acid, it's gonna.
Yes.
If you drop it on acid?
Like, of course
it's
gonna.
Who's eating over? Okay.
Who's eating over gasoline?
Well, I don't know. Erica, apparently, she eats everywhere.
That is true. I think about my dog and antifreeze.
What?
It supposedly tastes really good to dogs.
Yeah.
They
and then
will
it'll
die.
Just kill them.
They will die.
Oh, no.
Because, like, I've told you guys the story. Like, my dog died on Christmas Day.
No.
You didn't? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Sorry.
Great. Now we're talking about dead dogs.
No. And it was, like, the worst because, like, when a dog gets sick, they, like, try to hide, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So she hid under the tree. So it was like, where did Santa leave? And there was my dead dog. Oh,
my dog was hiding last night, and I got panicked for this exact reason. You're going to love
what
this.
What is happening?
I get him out from under the couch. I'm like, what are you doing? And he comes walking up his stairs and goes, and spits out a nut and a bolt.
What?
What?
So he's dismantling the couch?
I guess. He's an engineer. Yeah, so hopefully he didn't swallow one.
Okay.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
We've all heard the term blind as a bat. Are bats blind?
Yes.
No, but
no?
They can only see in the dark.
Mm. No, because they have the sonar for the dark to help, but they're not blind. They just have bad vision.
I'm going to say... Aaron got it right, but they are blind. It is sonar, but they are blind. Their eyes don't do anything.
They don't have sonos?
They do have sonar, though. Yes. Right? What?
Bats are not blind. They do have functioning vision. It's just not very good.
So is that... Oh, Aaron.
And they do use the
echolocation.
So did anybody
get it right?
Aaron did. Echolocation, Aaron. Not sonar.
That's what I'm saying. Echolocation is sonar. Somebody look it up. It
isn't sonar in
the
water?
Radar.
What's it's just when you go like, bah! And it makes a sound, and the sound bounces off, and then you use how? Okay, never mind. It's like
they're related. They're not quite the same thing. Sonar is technically
only in the water.
What humans developed, and then echolocation is the natural ability. But you knew what I meant.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
How about the Great Wall of China? Can it be seen from space?
Yes.
I think the Manitou incline might be a
I literally was thinking the same thing. I'm going to go with how far in space are we?
Oh my God. Because I got by with one that was like a little bit of both. They're going to try that on everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think the budget for the Slacker Show research team is, but they're not going to space.
You know what you're doing? This is all like Mandela effect sort of things. Like we've just heard these things our whole life.
Yeah.
Like 5 second rule's real. And like,
did Marilyn Manson
thing?
Remove a rib?
Oh
like,
my.
Do you believe
she
that
went
one?
There.
No. I don't think he did it.
I believe he would do it if he could, but can you really just go, I don't need this rib because I need to fold in half.
But people will.
Anyways.
I'm just letting people in on the secret if they.
Do you know the Richard Gere one?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll look it up.
Yeah, not on
not
a work computer.
No.
Okay, I'll let you tell me after this.
I'm gonna say because we all think that you can see the Great Wall from space, that you can't. Because the name of this, if I'm not mistaken, is Misconceptions.
You know what?
Uh-oh.
So
he
I'm
might have
saying,
cracked the code. Oh.
Let me rewrite these.
Is it you can't see it, right?
No, you cannot see the Great Wall of China from space.
But depending how far out you are, you probably could. Isn't an airplane going
but
to
that's
space?
That's not space.
Okay.
What just happened?
All right. Well, Slacker kind of cracked the code.
You can
do. Does cracking your knuckles lead to arthritis?
No!
No, it doesn't.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of, I don't know why this man did this. I'm so confused by all of it.
Ooh, I've got a story of a rat who got what was coming to him.
Chuck E. Cheese?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Nevada.
Oh, I've got a thing.
Hey, duh. I don't, what's the
Nevada? They're just kind of.
feel like they sound like us.
It's really. A dry heat.
There you go.
A man in Nevada has been arrested after he was seen chugging some hot sauce.
Did you say chugging?
Yeah, like just drinking it straight from the bottle.
It's a dry heat.
And then he would challenge random people to fight him in the parking lot.
Wait, he was, is this illegal? Are you not allowed to chug hot sauce?
I don't think it's smart. It's not a smart play.
I think it's frowned upon.
Think yeah, about the spicy It's a dry heat.
What do you the spicy
I knew that was
think about the spicy poop. That's the spicy poop. So yeah.
Yeah. Unclear why he did it. He was also shirtless because that's what people do when they want to get in fights. Men, that's what boys do.
So he just chugged some. Okay.
Yeah. No one was injured.
Okay.
But he was arrested.
Yeah. So it's at the jail he's when like, he's gonna have his.
Oh, you wanna fight?
Yeah. Okay.
Not in a hot way.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep squishing until. Oh,
my story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
Tallahassee, Florida, to be specific.
Okay.
There was a normal busy day at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant.
My gosh. Oh, let's go!
When all of a sudden, the police showed up and they took out someone they'd been looking for a long time. It was Chuck himself.
What? Charles?
Chuck E. Cheese is a felon?
In the whoever was wearing the mascot costume, the cops said, we're looking for you. They took him out.
They arrested
the
rat.
In the mascot costume?
In the mascot costume.
Shut your mouth.
With the head still on, walked him out of the restaurant.
That is not going to fit in the squad car.
The restaurant? You're using that word.
It's real. It's
real. Loosely.
It's a restaurant.
It's a kid's play center.
I call ahead for reservations.
How did they know it was him, though?
So there had been some reports of credit card fraud coming from that location.
What?
Apparently, there was somebody had noticed like $100 of fraudulent charges after they had used their card there.
Oh.
Turns out that Chuck had been
Mr. Cheese himself.
Yeah, it was after the cheese of other people. They took him out. Tallahassee police confirmed that the pictures that were circulating social media are real.
Oh my God.
And then there's later another picture of the man in the back of the cop car, and the head is on top of the cop car because Slacker nailed it. Doesn't fit.
Do we have access to these photos?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can share.
Do you think he had to put the head back on for his mug shots?
I don't know.
Amazing question.
Those are all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.